Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will and Gio coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Severino looking great last night. Seven innings of no-hit baseball. They had to take him out. 96 pitches. Kind of understand it, but it does still suck. You don't get an opportunity to see a no-hitter as he looks ready for the postseason. Mets get rained out. They're going to try to squeeze in these two games today. We've been talking about all the scenarios and what if the Braves lose again and now these games could still matter and what happens on Thursday and all that stuff. And you had a pretty impressive victory from the San Francisco 49ers last night on Monday Night Football. And I know that you've been a Niners supporter since the beginning of the season. And now that they got Jimmy G back in there sort of steadying this ship with all the wins that he has under his belt as 49ers quarterback, they are definitely going to be a factor once again in the NFC.
Well, you could see the explosive nature of Deebo Samuel for sure, but what really is impressive is their defense and how well their defense has played since week one. I mean, their defense has been smothering opposing teams' offenses, and they've been getting after it pretty much with their four defensive linemen led by Nick Bosa. So they're a good defense. Green Bay's got a really good defense, and Tampa Bay's got a really good defense. You know, to me, I'm just trying to think. In the NFC, I guess you could – I wouldn't put the Eagles at that level. The Eagles are a good defense. I think those three defenses that I just mentioned can be and will be great defenses.
Eagles offense better than the Niners offense, though.
I think Jalen Hurts is, you know, obviously, you know, a dual threat quarterback, and you know, with Sanders running the ball the way that he did this past week, they can win in bad weather and clement weather. It seems like Jalen Hurts is kind of like weatherproof, kind of like Josh Allen is.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what the weather is, he's going to play well. He's going to be able to, you know, gain yards on with his legs if he's not feeling it, throwing the ball well. So he's a bad weather quarterback. I think the Eagles, in order for them to win and go to the Super Bowl, they're going to have home field advantage. That I believe.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've been rooting for a team all my life that needs home field advantage to get anywhere and sometimes even losing their own dome. But anyway, how many teams do you think right now as we sit here heading into week five actually have a chance at winning the Super Bowl? Because this number dwindles every year, I feel like.
Well, injuries have a big part in all of that because it's not who you play, it's when you're playing them. So if you're the Jets, you're feeling really good about yourself right now. Zach Wilson had a great fourth quarter, and in come the Dolphins with Teddy Bridgewater. Not saying that Teddy Bridgewater isn't capable, he is, but he's not going to be the same guy that Tua Tagovailoa was the first 3 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So you're catching them, what I would think is at the right time.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Super Bowl, so I know, but the Jets are probably not going
to factor I know that, but what I'm saying is what I'm trying to point out is that there's a lot of crap that could happen. You know, the Jaguars go out to the Chargers, who I think, if they're healthy, are going to be a Super Bowl contender. And, you know, the Jaguars kill the Chargers out there in L.A. Now, the Chargers come back and beat Houston this past week because Justin Herbert's starting to feel a little bit better. But they were missing like six starters on that team. And so when those guys come back, I do believe that when you look at this, you know, Kansas City, the Chargers, you know.
Bills.
The Bills, of course.
Chiefs.
I said Kansas City.
Oh, sorry.
Chiefs. You know. It's
Ravens.
No.
Bengals.
No. Bengals, yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely the Bengals.
And then anybody in the AFC South?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so basically you're saying Chiefs, Chargers, Bengals, Bills.
Yes, that would be the four teams that I would think out of the AFC. Now, over in the NFC, it's, of course, Green Bay.
Yep.
It's Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's San Francisco. It's L.A. Rams and the Eagles.
All right, that's it?
I'm not going to throw the Vikings in there. I'm not throwing the Saints in there. I'm not throwing. You know, I thought the Saints would make the Super Bowl. The playoffs this year because they didn't make it last year. And the reason I thought that was because they would have a healthy Jameis and their defense was going to be really good. And I just, you know, they still may make the playoffs, but I just, you know, they're going with Andy Dalton right now. Jameis's situation is up in the air. And again, Jameis may have played this week, but once that comes out that he has back, you know, back fractures, now all of a sudden everybody's super
conservative,
and they're not going to put these guys on the field.
Now you got 4-3-1 teams and 1-4-0 team in the NFC. You've got two of those five going or having a chance to come out of the NFC, and the Packers.
The other team, I will say that's been a little bit of a surprise, and it's not so much because of who their quarterback is right now, but more because of their defense and how good their defense has played, is the Cowboys.
Yeah, 3-1. Giants and Cowboys, both 3-1.
Yeah.
Well. What do you mean, yeah, well?
We'll find out about the Giants this week in London as they play Aaron Rodgers. And if Wink Martindale is going to be blitzing like he likes to do, Aaron Rodgers will not hold on to the football. He will get rid of it. And, you know, he's about as quick as he's ever been getting rid of the football this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nobody that throws the ball like he does. But there's nothing that Wink can do to him that is going to fluster him like they were able to do to Justin Fields this past weekend.
That spread is still 7.5, Giants and Packers in London. I would imagine, I mean, if Davis Webb plays, does the line move that much? I mean, probably not. I mean, you're talking about a hobbled Daniel Jones, or you're talking about a third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it'll change that much.
I think this is the first time in the history of these London games where the two teams that are playing both have winning records.
It is. Actually, I saw that stat. It's absolutely the truth.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, and the Giants are one of them. How about that? All right, so the Giants, this is, you know, one of the tough games that they've had. You know, their schedule is, I mean, the way they're playing, they still could win. There's still a lot of wins out there for them. I mean, we could be talking about them in December with an opportunity at a playoff spot. But, I mean, think about after these two tough games, the Packers and the Ravens.
Yes.
Then they face, well, they go to Jacksonville, and they've been playing a hell of a lot better.
Oh, Jacksonville's fine. I mean, they lost the first game, won the next two, lost last week to a tough Philadelphia team. You know, that's just a young quarterback that's, you know, got to grow up. He's, you know, he fumbled four times last week against Philadelphia in the pocket and trying to make extra plays. He's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. That is a good, young, solid football team. That's a team that I think has a real chance of winning their division.
All right, you want to do a win-loss here, the Giants, next couple of weeks? Packers in London.
Loss.
Home to the Ravens.
Loss.
At the Jaguars.
Loss.
All right, so that's three straight losses, so we're talking about 3-4 at this point.
Yep.
At the Seahawks.
Geno Smith maybe is completing 77% of his passes right now.
Yeah.
He's playing unencumbered. He's the starter. He's not going to lose his job out there. And he's having fun.
Loss. Giants at Loss! Wow, all right, 3-5. Texans at Giants.
Win.
4-5. Lions at Giants.
Loss.
Wow. 4-6. Giants at Cowboys.
Loss.
4-7. The Commies at the Giants.
Win.
5-7. Eagles at Giants.
Loss.
5-8. Giants at Commies.
Loss.
Oh! 5-9. Giants at Vikings Christmas Eve.
Oh, it's Christmas Eve. That's got to be a win because Kirk Cousins can't win on in prime time.
It's not prime time. It's a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, that's a loss.
5-10 we got now. Frank Reich and his Colts traveling to MetLife on New Year's Day.
That's a loss.
5-11. And then Giants at Eagles.
If the Eagles need to play anybody, they may have home field wrapped up by then.
Yeah.
And then, or, you know, what would really be interesting, let's say the Giants, if they beat the Eagles, another team gets into the playoffs, and they decide to play their backups. Kind of like what Doug Peterson did.
Nate Sudfeld,
yes.
All right, so we got a win or a loss on that last one.
Right now, I'll say a loss.
Okay, so 5-12.
Yeah.
5-12. They're 3-1 now.
What was their over?
Seven.
But I think they could beat the Commies twice, and I think they could beat the Lions at home. So they get to that number.
So you've got them going 2-11 the rest of the way. And people yell at me that I'm on the Giants. Two and 11 the rest of the way?
I mean, they can't score.
I mean, you're telling me they can't steal a game here or there?
How many points are they going to score in London this weekend?
13.
Right. I mean, they just cannot score. They beat bad teams.
Yeah, I know they beat bad teams, but 2-11 the rest of the way? I mean, you don't give Brian Daboll some credit here. Saquon's playing well. I mean, you're telling me you can't beat the Commies at Washington?
Maybe they'll trade Saquon and take your advice.
You know? Well, I don't know. They could go in there and beat him on Christmas. They probably will. Daniel Jones will throw 7 touchdowns in that game and run for 2 more.
To who?
I
mean, do you realize how devoid this
Kadarius Toney will be a Pro Bowler by that point.
You realize how devoid of talent this team is.
You know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I know.
I'm the number one Giant fan target. They hate my guts because I'm all over their team.
I understand that they've won these games and it's great, and I think it's good for, Brian Daboll to get off this, get it going this way. Now Daniel Jones is hurt again.
Yep, he is. I just think with the way that they play, to be 2-11 the rest of the way is kind of rough. They're 3-1 right now. They did go to Tennessee and win.
They did.
Have them steal a game here or there. Tell me they can't go to Jacksonville and win?
No.
No way?
No.
No shot?
No.
You telling me they can't beat the Lions at home?
There's always a chance, of course. I mean, and if I were on the team, I'd think that I could win every game. That's the way you got to think. If you're one of them, but if you want to try to be realistic ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And if we're sitting here right now and we're looking at the teams the way they're set up right now, which could be totally different by the time the Giants play them, and things could change drastically when they get there.
Yeah, I mean, you could, of course. I mean, Drew Locke could be playing in that Seahawks game, and Geno Smith could be hurt.
Hey, Geno Smith and Jared Goff are playing great right now.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You want about them, and I don't really care.
Goff's gotten more respect than Geno, and he took a team to a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. He's number one overall pick.
But I'm just saying, the proof is in the performance, and the guys are performing. And Geno's kind of resurrecting his career. This means he's going to be around for another 5 or 6 years.
You hear that, Giants fans? Have your fun now, because Boomer's got your team going 2-11 for the rest of the year. 2 more wins. So we'll tell you the 2 wins that they're going to have. They're hosting the Texans, if you want to buy your tickets now. They're hosting the Texans on November...
And the Commies.
The 13th. So November 13th, you can watch a win. And then they host the Commies on December 4th, if you'd like to see the 2 wins. They're both home games. So Boomer's 2 win predictions for the Giants. Texans November 13th and the Commies December 4th, both at MetLife.
Their offense is just...
Yeah, that's an atrocity. I just think, the coaching staff is so much better than we've seen so far.
I'm not saying that they're not a good coach.
They'll squeeze out another win.
But Joe Shane is in the middle of trying to figure out who's staying and who's going and manipulating the roster and bringing new guys in, figuring out who the long-term answer is going to be at quarterback and, And here you go. Daniel Jones is hurt again.
Yep. All right. Jet schedule quickly. See what you got them doing. See if you have them winning another game. Well, you're on Zach Wilson now.
Oh, yeah. Zach Wilson on the rise.
Yeah. All right. So they're obviously home to the Dolphins this week.
It's a win.
3-2.
I'm taking them this weekend.
Okay. 3-2 at the Packers.
That's a loss.
3-3 at the Broncos.
That's a win.
Wow. 4-3. Home to the Patriots.
That's a win.
5-3, hosting the Bills.
Loss.
5-4, is that where we're at now?
Yeah.
At the Patriots.
Loss.
5-5, home to the Bears.
Win.
6-5, at Minnesota.
What time's that game?
1 o'clock.
Oh, that's a loss.
6-6, at the Bills, I'm sure you got a loss there. 6-7. Home to the Lions.
Oh, that's going to be a win. That's about 51-48. That's going to be a win.
7-7. Home to the Jaguars. I think that's a Thursday night game.
That's a Thursday. It's a short week.
Yep.
Ooh.
Warm team coming north.
December 22nd.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Jets in that one.
Okay. 8-7. At Seattle on New Year's Day. Geno Smith Bowl.
That's a win.
That's a revenge spot, though.
That's a revenge spot.
9-7. You've got the Jets at 9-7 right now, and then at Miami.
Oh man, Tua's probably going to be out for the rest of the year. So, no, I'll say that's a loss.
9-8.
How's that?
All right. So you've got the Jets the rest of the way,
playing for a potential wild card in that last game.
Yeah, that's true. But he's probably got him as a loss right now. So the Jets the rest of the way.
But going they're alive.
They're 2-2. You've got them at 7-6.
Sounds right.
The Giants the rest of the way, you've got them at 2-11.
Sounds right.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
At least the Jets have shown some semblance of offense.
Yeah, they have.
I know they actually looked like a real team in two quarters of football. One against the Cleveland Browns and one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They actually were throwing the ball like a real football team.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And guys were making catches.
I know.
And the quarterback looked calm and he was throwing first downs on 4th and 7. Come on. It's like, oh my God, it's professional football. Kid is returning back to New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Warren Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back with us and going to tell us about the Yankees. I don't know if we're going to be talking about any Mets games tomorrow either with the forecast, but we definitely didn't have one last night.
You know what a killer is, too? It's a great day to go to the game because no one would be at the 4 o'clock game again. Right. Your section to yourself. But the weather stinks.
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad. They're going to have to force it, I think. At least one game they're going to have to force.
And try and get 2 in tomorrow. The weather will get better tomorrow either.
I know. Thursday for all the marbles.
Huh. Doubleheader.
Doubleheader. At Citi Field.
Yeah.
For the division. That place would be packed. At that point, everybody would show up. Mm. One win for the division? You tell me people wouldn't show up?
I see. If that was the case.
Now, yes. Would they single admission that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
If it's all on the table.
I would think so. Getting everybody in and out of there at that point with everything on the table, I would think single admission. Or maybe it's a triple header on Thursday. 3 games. Start at 9 a.m. Let's go.
Let's roll right through.
Yeah, why not? And right into the wild card series. Huh?
It's a kid's game.
I agree with you.
Right. It is a kid's game. All right there, Jerry. What's up?
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes for real life.
Severino deals. Struck him out swinging. Strikeout number 7 for Severino. if he comes out, well, you can't pitch better than that. Seven innings, no runs, no hits, one walk, a race on a double play. He faced the minimum of 21 through 7.
That is unbelievable. Yay. John Sterling, the call on the Fan, and he was done. Seven no-hit innings. The Yankees beat the Rangers 3-1 as they allowed a run in the eighth. They also got home runs in that eighth inning from Marwin Gonzalez and Giancarlo Stanton. Here's Aaron Boone. Yeah, it sucked to take him out after his seven no-hit innings.
He's out there doing his job at a really high and special level, and to have to be the one that shuts that down is... not fun, but one you got to do.
And here was Severino. Would you have thrown the no-hitter had you stayed in that game?
1,000%. I don't know. Get a no-hitter, it's tough. You know, you need, you know, all your guys up there. But, you know, how I was feeling, you know, how the fastball was, I feel I would go through.
Fastball was popping. He says he really tried to make a case for going back in the eighth.
I was trying to, you know, to fight him, but at the end, you know, you can't do nothing about it. You know, he told me, hey, you out. Like, what you think, you know? Like, I said, I'm going to die out there. But, you know, it was not a great idea to go out there and push it to 115 pitches.
And so he didn't.
So you think, I would imagine that they told him before the game, this is your pitch limit, this is what it's going to be.
I think they said before the game it was 90.
Right. So he really can't argue. Even though he'd be a little perturbed, would have, you know, if it were me, I would love to have gone for the no-hitter. But what was good is to hear him say that he understands it's bigger picture and that this game really doesn't mean anything.
See this haircut that a lot of the Yankees have, like Aaron Judge has it and Severino has it. It's like it's shaved on the sides and in the back it comes down to a point. Have you seen that?
You must have all the same barber.
Multiple Yankees have this haircut.
Well, maybe they're getting their haircut in the dugout or in the locker room there.
It's kind of like the thing, I think, didn't Von Miller have that sort of triangle in the back?
He did have a triangle in the back, but I don't think he had much hair up
top. So is this a new style?
I guess so. But Aaron Judge has it, and then a lot of guys also have it. Think I look good with that?
Don't start again.
I think it looked good, a little triangle.
You had that. You had that mullet thing going. You just kept flipping your hair.
Oh, it was awesome.
Just unbelievable.
I still miss it to this day.
Annoying.
It's in a plastic bag in my office. The mullet.
It's considered one of the best haircuts for men.
That one?
The triangle.
The triangle?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a triangle.
Where are you getting that? Supercuts? Where are you getting that?
Man on himself.
What? Man on himself?
What are you talking
man
about?
Man for himself. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Al, did you write
difference?
This?
Right. Man on himself sounds like me at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Jesus. Let's see. Come on. It's so stupid. Anyhow, so the Yankees and their triangle-shaped heads win the game.
There it is.
3-1. You got it?
No. That's the mullet right there getting cut off. I still have that hair. If anybody's interested, put it up.
Why?
On... I don't know.
For real?
I still have it, yeah, in the office, yeah, in a plastic bag. Still in there.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, it meant a lot to me.
And when you die, the hair does not go away, correct?
It takes a very, very long time. Yeah.
That's like the last thing to go.
I think it is. Like, you see somebody's skeletons get dug up from, like, the 1600s.
Right.
And there's no hair. But, I mean, I think if you dug up, like, I don't know, let's say Eddie 5 years after he died, he'd probably still have the ponytail.
You know? It was weird.
Yeah. It's a strange thing, thinking about decaying humans.
Yes, when you put it that way, yes, it is. Here was Giancarlo Stanton. At times this year, seemed like a decaying human, but has come back and has played really well.
Funny, huh?
Another home run for him, and that's a good sign going into October postseason baseball.
That's good. It means I'm getting synced up. You know, the turn on a fastball at that velocity means things are clicking.
And he was on the Yes Network. Marwin,
that was a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, by the way.
He just turned on and just clobbered it. Good to see fans in Texas, because I don't know if you saw some of their games last week. Oof. I mean, nobody in the ballpark. But
again,
people are
this
out
is
there
why 99 should be paid, because 99 is bringing the people.
He's going to get paid.
By
he
who?
Might be in San Francisco or in Queens, but he's going to get paid.
San Francisco.
I don't know where
Queens
he's going.
He's got to deal with the opt-out guy.
He is going he's going to opt out, and he's going to be in Atlanta.
No. Oh, you think so?
Yes, I do.
You're predicting Jacob deGrom's going to be in the starting rotation.
I think deGrom's in Atlanta and Judge's with the Mets.
Oh, baby.
Wow. All right, what do you think, Jake?
I think that DeGrom, I've been saying Atlanta for a long time there. I think that Judge stays with the Yankees.
Al?
Judge stays with the Yankees. DeGrom stays with the Mets.
We have boring baseball again next year.
Judge San Francisco, DeGrom, the Dodgers.
Wow.
He doesn't like New York because he don't love L.A.
I don't think so.
He wants to go like down south, quiet, nobody cares type of stuff.
Do you think the Yankees would match if the Mets offered him 8 years, $400 million? You think the Yankees are matching?
Yes, because of the Mets.
You do.
Now, if it's the Giants, I don't know. Because you're talking just National League, other side of the country, whatever. But if it's the Mets, there's no way they can let Aaron Judge go to the Mets.
How about Jacob deGrom in Houston?
Yeah, I could see him there.
He would fit.
Yeah, I could definitely see him there.
Texas.
Yeah, no state tax.
No state taxes.
Yes.
Which we have some of that money he's lost.
Which we are. Yeah, my heart bleeds for him.
Yeah.
The Marlins did shut out the Braves last night, so the Mets still have a pulse with the division. Again, not likely. The Braves would have to lose their last two, and the Mets would have to win all three, which who knows when they play them. But it is still out there and alive. Philly shut out the Astros 3-0, so the Phillies clinched a playoff spot, and Tony La Russa did step down as the manager of the White Sox because of health reasons. Monday Night Football, and the Niners really walloped the Rams.
Shotgun snap from their own 43. Left tackle block and a leaping catch made on the quick throw at the 50 by Samuel. Broke a tackle, 45, breaks an active tackle, 40. He's on the hash mark, the 30. He's being chased as he comes to the near side, 25. Broke a tackle at the 20. Sideline 10, 5, touchdown! What a run after the catch! Deebo Samuel!
Yeah, went for 57 yards, and the Niners beat the Rams 24-9. The Niners really beat up Matthew Stafford defensively. He was sacked 5 times, hit another 7 times or so. Actually sacked 7 times and another 5. Here was Jimmy Garoppolo. He threw for 239 and that one touchdown to Samuel. Happy to bounce back after the loss last week.
When you go through a tough week like that, it makes for, you know, makes this feel a lot better at the end. So we've been in this situation before, you know, just it's a roller coaster this season. And you just got to ride the highs and lows and kind of stay right in the middle as much as you can. And, you know, that's how you get success in the end.
Yep, and he has had a lot of success as a starting quarterback. Here was Stafford, a really rough night for him.
We knew it was going to be a battle. We weren't good enough, you know, myself and, you know, first and foremost in the red zone. Had some opportunities to put some points up and didn't get touchdowns there, and that's, you know, probably the difference in the game.
Yeah, maybe so. 24-9 was the final. Both teams 2-2 after last night. You also had the guy with the pink exploding.
Yeah, apparently animal rights activist.
Oh, is that what it was?
It wasn't a guy who was with the.
It wasn't a baby reveal.
A gender reveal with the pink. He was an animal rights activist.
Oh, bad vegan.
Yeah. I'm just picturing, like, all the people in the stands with their chicken fingers that are watching that going, oh, man, look at this.
And rooting for him to keep running around.
But, yeah, I don't know. He had a website on his chest or something.
That could have been considered an illegal hit to the head. Defenseless.
Oh, with Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner. He may end up getting fined.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they were thrilled to see that guy in his ass.
I agree. Get off the field. Here was a weird exchange with Brian Daboll and a reporter about the status of Daniel Jones going forward. Giants, Packers, and London Sunday.
Hey, Brian. What is Daniel's injury?
He has a ankle.
Is it a sprained ankle? Like no fractures?
Yeah, no, he's fine in that regard. He's got an ankle sprained. We'll see where he's at.
High ankle sprain?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it.
Of course not. So
now he knew he had an ankle injury. He knew he had an ankle injury on Sunday.
Hold on, let me find.
Yeah, why is he
Jones
doing that?
I don't know. Mm. I guess they got so much on their mind. Maybe they just don't want to misspeak. I guess if he says, you know, it's a knee by mistake, we'll probably murder him for not knowing what his quarterback's injury is. I don't know. Very strange. You also have the Jets and the Dolphins on Sunday. Teddy Bridgewater will start. Tua ruled out. Here was Tyreek Hill yesterday, asked how close he was to signing with the Jets.
You know what? It was very close to happening, man. But it's just those state taxes, man. You know, I realized, you know, I had to make a decision.
Yeah. Well, he did make a grown-up decision, and he saved himself some money.
And plus, he's living in Florida. He's right where he wants to be, man.
Yes,
he looks great in a Dolphin uniform.
He actually said he's living in Miami with all the beautiful people.
No. And he's one of them.
He is one of them, absolutely.
He's left Kansas City where everybody looks like Andy Reid. Male and female.
That's not nice. The Broncos have all sorts of troubles, aside from their coach being weird. Javonte Williams will miss the rest of the season. How about this? Not just a torn ACL, but a torn LCL in his right knee. And Randy Gregory needs arthroscopic knee surgery. He's going to be out multiple weeks also. Preseason basketball.
And they got the Thursday night game this week.
Yeah. How about that?
The Colts.
It's a quick turnaround.
Yes.
And for a banged-up team. Sixers beat the Nets 127-108 at Barclays Center. Tonight, you got the Knicks and the Pistons as they begin their preseason. Islanders play the Flyers in preseason hockey, and the Devils shut out the Bruins 1-0. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. And earlier this morning, played a post-game clip of Kyle Higashioka from the Yankee locker room, and G noticed some odd background music and lyrics at the end.
That's probably up there with the best times I've ever seen him throw. I actually think if he would have been able to go 9, I'm pretty certain he would have got that no-hitter.
Wait a second. I don't know if people really hear that as clear as we did. Oh, yes, 100%.
Very clear.
Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. That was amazing.
And that's probably up there with the best times I've ever seen him throw. I actually think if he would have been able to go 9, I'm pretty certain he would have got that no-hitter.
It's so clear. Stop talking, and then it gets louder, and it's like that auto-tune thing. Oh my God, what song is that?
I don't know. I think all you have to do is Google the lyrics.
That's what I'm going to do.
Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house.
Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house.
There you go. Moment of the day.
And apparently you can buy a doormat.
That which you found.
Exactly that, if you would like.
Who knew?
And put it right out in front of your door.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
On the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Updated forecast for anybody paying attention to what's happening with the Mets today. A scheduled doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock. It's too bad they can't move these games up because 2 o'clock, there's only 20% chance of rain. 3 o'clock, 19%. But then at 4 o'clock when they start playing back up to 50, and then 77, then 75. So hopefully that changes, but it does not look good. And who knows what the hell the contingency plans are going to be. But scheduled single admission doubleheader, Nationals, Mets, 4:10 and 7:40.
Yeah, you know, here we are the last week of the season. We're in October, and you got two teams that essentially could be playing for nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the Yankees are playing for nothing. But
Outside of Aaron Judge.
But Giancarlo Stanton is saying that he's using it for something. I think Severino used it for something last night and to get ready for the postseason. But you also are risking injury, especially with the weather conditions the way they are here in New York. And it's the last thing I want to see is somebody go out there and get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that would imagine they played in rain because they had to, and then someone slips and falls and hurts themselves and is not available for the postseason. It'd be a disaster.
Well, I would hate to see that, but I'll, what would be more fun if they didn't play today and they moved it and the Braves lost tonight?
Yeah.
That would be an interesting day tomorrow.
That would be really, really interesting. And then, of course, I mean, it all ends if the Braves win tonight. That's it. It's over. Don't have to worry about the games at that point. We won't care. Won't care when they're played, how they're played, where they're played. It won't matter at that point. It'll be getting ready for most likely the Padres on Friday night at Citi Field. I just watched a video of former NFL running back LeGarrette Blount fighting with a parent at a 12 and under football game. Oh, it's great. I mean, and actually throwing punches at the guy. I mean, people are just getting so fired up over youth sports these days. It's just phenomenal to watch. Phenomenal. This guy, after the game, is like handshakes or whatever else. Guy comes storming towards him.
they're yelling, took exception to something that happened in the game. And there's
Guy comes storming towards LeGarrette Blount.
That's right. Yep.
So he's just standing and he's shaking hands, or what's he doing? Is he coaching?
They were jawing back and forth. And then, yeah, Blount is coaching. And this was, I believe, a parent of one of the opposing team's players.
Okay.
I think. And, yeah, then all of a sudden the punches are getting thrown. And LeGarrette Blount, remember, he knocked out a guy in college, too. Remember that? Boise State, ba-boom, hit a guy in the face. So he's got a little bit of history
there. Was the parent upset? Well, we don't know why the
I don't have that in the story here on TMZ Sports. I do not have that. Let's see. Verbal altercation grew more and more heated. That's when Blount ran in and was seen on video throwing two punches at a man in a white T-shirt. Cops say they were called to the scene. Fight concluded by the time the officers arrived. Yeah, they have no idea why it happened.
Well, thank God nobody had a gun.
Well, yeah, that too. Yep, always take that to the next.
Well, I mean, you know, look what happened to Keith Tlaib and his brother.
Oh, my God, that is true. You're right. That absolutely did happen. So it's not that far-fetched. I mean, I laugh at these things, but you're right. It could get very serious.
No, it does get very serious. That's the crazy thing about it.
So speaking of fights and fist fights, so Spike was talking yesterday. Spike Eskin, our program director, was talking yesterday. If there is a Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees, like he would want to set up a boxing match between Mets and Yankees fans, like Sal Acata versus Keith McPherson, something like that, and then try to put that on. Now, Keith,
really?
Yeah. Try to put on like a boxing match.
We're allowed to do that?
Probably not. But it was fun to talk about.
Okay. They wouldn't let you eat like hot dogs.
Yeah, there's no way you could get it past legal. But, I mean, it's a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
So if you think about, like, I think the Yankee fans, like Tiki and Tierney are both Yankee fans.
Right.
Like, they're both those guys are in good shape. You know, Keith is in good shape.
And we're like both Met fans.
Yeah, we're both Met fans.
You wouldn't want to fight Tiki and Tierney.
I would, no way. I'd get killed.
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't want to fight Keith either. But he was specifically talking about Keith and Sal fighting each other.
That could be good.
Now, Sal's 43, I think. Keith is like 34. That's a big age gap. I think Keith is a little taller than Sal. Probably has a bigger reach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be...
What about like Evan and Marash?
Oh, man, that'd be a good one. That'd be a real good one.
Right, they're about the same age, right?
What about Evan and C-Mac? C-Mac would pummel him?
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair.
Lou Gower and C-Mac?
C-Mac used to be a bouncer. Let's take him out of there.
That is true. Yeah. All right, what about Lou Gower and C-Mac? Does Tommy have a shot?
No.
No.
No shot. He's in good shape. Could bounce around, you know?
But is this like, here there? Can he stand like 20 feet away and use a whip? And that's about the only shot he's got.
All right, so you're saying C-Mac's going to take out everybody.
If he's got his hands on you, it's over.
I think Evan and Marash. To me,
that's a good undercard. To
watching what you did to Marash,
yeah,
I think that would be good. That would be good because Evan, you know, he's not frail.
What would be the main event? Keith, Sal, Evan, Marash. Which would be the bigger fight?
I feel like Keith and Sal.
Yeah, I think so too because they also got into it on the air.
That's those the other two guys thing too.
Yeah, that would be.
And Marash got into it on the air with the guy he does the Giant podcast with.
Right, Paul Dottino. That would not be a fair fight.
No, that would not.
Paul's a little older now.
Right.
The lover, not a fighter.
But they're still doing their podcast.
Yeah, but they're still doing the podcast.
Are they arguing back and forth?
I have not listened to it since the first one, so I don't know. I have not checked it out. But I was getting on Marash. I was saying you got to record it right after the game. That's when you got to record your Giants podcast.
Well, he's probably half in the bag.
Even better.
He's busy making videos on his front porch screaming.
Right, exactly. Yeah, staging videos for views. That's what he's doing. Instead of doing his podcast, the thing gets paid for. You know? That guy gets paid in attention. That's all he gets.
Yes, he does.
And he's happy with that.
Yes.
And another fight that we got to set up if we do this. So we got main event. We've got Sal Licata and Keith McPherson. Undercard, Sean Morash and Evan Roberts. And I would love to see a fight between two of our listeners who don't like one another.
Okay.
Dan and Carteret and Metro.
They don't like each other?
They do not like each other. This has been brewing. It's been brewing, and they ran into each other at the Yankee game, and there was a video made. Ooh. And it's scary. And Dan's trying to get away from him, and Metro's like, who's the psycho? I'm not the psycho. You're the psycho. And they're getting into it like at the Yankee game.
Like two psychos would get into
Two psychos. And Dan's trying to get away, and Metro's not letting him get away.
Right.
And at the Blue Point show, they were jarring back and forth, too. So that would be an under. That'd be like, you know, the first fight that people aren't really showing up for. Mm. I'd put Dan and Carteret against Metro right there, first fight. I really want to see those guys fight one another.
Weapons or just hands?
Just hands.
I can see Metro coming out with nunchucks.
Yeah, but you actually got into a car with Dan to get away from Metro, didn't you?
Just a rumor. That's just a rumor that happened. Yeah. Yep. But I'm not saying who I would pick in the fight.
Just on the surface, I think Dan would take him apart.
See, but that's on the surface.
He could have some sort of crazy berserker thing going on.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to.
No way you can hurt him.
Like, I feel like, you know, Al always talks about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like, I feel like Metro's got one of those things going on. Like, he's been trained Muay Thai boxing or something.
And he's right. You can't hurt Metro because as much as you say, just like, go away, go away, go away. No. It doesn't affect him.
Right. Like,
he just keeps coming at you.
Right.
Like getting on the boat with us.
He'd be a guy who would eat a punch. You know he would. He would just eat, like Dan, right with his big meat cleaver fist in his face, and Metro just eat it. Going, what now? Come on.
He was ready to jump on our boat at the boat party.
I know. I remember. That's why I'm saying. I think this is, even though Dan's much bigger, thicker, stronger, I still would give real good odds to Metro winning that one. I would. So that would be the undercard. So we got three fights. We should do it. Throw it up to legal. Why not? Throw it right up there to legal.
Yeah, I don't think legal is going to want that thrown up to them.
Tell you, you get a nice hefty sponsor on that, they'll be happy. They'll try to push that thing through. Get a little...
Maybe FanDuel get some odds on it.
Yeah, put that out there, FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah.
Now we got something.
Okay.
Now we got something. What about the Keith Sal one? Who do you think wins that?
Sal.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, just on the Sal, just on the surface again, seems like to
hold like more angrier.
Yes.
Angrier.
Correct.
Like, but maybe you're not gonna,
you never know, Keith might have that in him too.
Like, Keith just sounds like a nice guy, you know? Yeah. It's just like
he's cool, in much calm. Better shape, though, I will say that. Sal's scrappier, there's no doubt about it. Like, Sal's scrappy.
Even visually, Keith is very put together.
Yeah.
Not that Sal isn't, but Sal looks more like he's been involved in some things.
Like he's a 40-year-old dad.
Yeah.
Involved in some things.
I really don't see.
Well, just like, you know what it is? The bald head, the very scruffy beard. And Keith is always like well-dressed. Like he doesn't look like he'd be fighting.
Yeah, plus Sal's screaming and yelling all the time. And, you know, Keith's pretty, you know.
I would be willing to bet that Keith's been in more fights than Sal, though. Because I don't think Sal's been in any fights. I bet you Keith's been in at least a fight.
So Sal's just fighting people on the air.
Right, and on Twitter. I don't think he's actually throwing hands, as they say.
Throwing hands. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty exciting fighting card.
Yeah. I'm in.
We did, when I worked at Ron and Fez, we had Night of Fights, and we would, I boxed another producer, where we'd had listeners fighting each other.
It's been done 1,000 times. Well, it's like an old radio bit.
Back then, now, it probably wouldn't be
allowed. No way they're going to allow that to happen now.
They wouldn't let Gio eat a chicken wing.
Without an EMT in here. I mean, think about that. I couldn't even get a tattoo done. I couldn't get that either.
We had tattoos done. Bobby got a tattoo done.
Yeah, you were allowed to do everything, but you can't do anything. Back in the day, everything.
You got a tattoo done and was drinking for the pain on the air.
Yes, man, it looked like it hurt.
Yeah. Hey, it did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.